Good morning. We are continuing our discussion of the prohibition of going to secular court. And yesterday we started discussing when is it indeed permitted to go to secular court. And we started with the situation of a Jew who has a dispute with a non-Jew. And we said that if the non-Jew desires to go to a Beis Din, if he is amenable to going to Beis Din, and he tells us that, then we would have to go to a Beis Din. Otherwise, it's permitted for a Jew to sue a non-Jew in secular court. We need recourse if we have been wronged, and the recourse will be in a secular court. Typically, a non-Jew is not going to be desirous of going to a Beis Din. Our question today, then, is not a Jew suing a non-Jew in secular court, but a Jew suing a Jew who refuses to go to Beis Din. Can then the Jew, the plaintiff, we'll call him, sue the defendant, the Jewish defendant, in secular court? So we're going to start with the Gemara in Baba Kama that has the following phrase, Karischa barach v'lo anach. If literally you called your friend and he didn't answer you, Rame guda rabba shadibe, take a large wall and throw it at him. What does that mean? So in fact, the Mefarshim explained that this is talking about a Jew who wants to bring another Jew, the defendant Jew, to a Beis Din, and the defendant refuses. So the language is as follows. Karisa chabarach v'lo anach. You called your friend. You summoned him, or you desired at least to summons him to a Beis Din, and he didn't respond. Accordingly, if he's not amenable to going to the Beis Din, you can throw the book at him. In other words, the language here is you can throw a heavy wall at him, you can throw the book at him, and you can take him to secular court. So based on that, the Rush brings the psak of Rab Paltai, one of the Gaonim, that Reuven, Sheyesh lo tfiya im Shimon, if we have the proverbial Reuven, he has a claim against Shimon, and Shimon is refusing to go to a Beis Din, so Reuven, the plaintiff, is permitted to summons and sue in a secular court in order to have his day in court and to recover what he has coming to him. So we see here, based on that, Gemara Baba Kama, Rav Paltai tells us, is brought in the Rosh, that if we have a Jewish plaintiff and the defendant is refusing to go to Beis Din, it would be permitted to go, indeed, to a secular court. Now, the Rambam says it in a different way, also based on this Gemara, but he says as follows, that first, you have to go through the process of Yitbe'enu le'dayana yisot chila. You would first have to take him to Beis Din. So if the person says, I'm not going to go with you to Beis Din, sue me. In fact, you would have to first take him to Beis Din, and if only then the person refuses the summons to Beis Din, im lo ratza lavo, no tel reshus mi Beis Din, then you would have to get the permission, the consent of the Beis Din, in order to go to the secular court. So in fact, the Gidulei Truma tells us that this is a fundamental debate between Rav Paltai on the one hand and the Rambam on the other. According to Rav Paltai, if we have a Jewish defendant who just says, I'm refusing to go to a Beis Din, that would be sufficient. Vegam ein tzarech litol reshus mi Beis Din. Also, you don't, according to Rav Paltai, you don't need the permission of the Beis Din then to go to the secular court. On the other hand, the Rambam tells us explicitly that if the person is refusing to go to Beis Din, you still first have to summons him to Beis Din. And then if when he refused to go to the Beis Din, the Beis Din would have to give you a permit, would have to give you permission then to go to secular court. So the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins like the Rambam, im lo ratza lavo, if you, the defendant, the Jewish defendant, doesn't want to go to the Beis Din, no tel reshus mi Beis Din, you have to get the consent of the Beis Din, and only then, umatzu b'dayane ovid kochavi miad ba'al dino, and then you can only go to the secular court and recover what you have coming to you. So that is an important machlok, it's been between Rav Paltai and Rambam, and indeed the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you would first, even when the defendant is recalcitrant, has no desire to go to Beis Din, you still have to get the consent of Beis Din in order to go to a secular court. Just to mention that this defendant who's refusing to go to Beis Din, that is a terrible thing. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nidui V'Cheirim, Al Kaf Dalet Dvarim Minadin Et Adam. There are 24 things that somebody is put in Nidui, is excommunicated for. And the fifth one listed there is Mirsha Shachul of Beis Din, Vekavul Osman of a Beis Din sent him a summons. They said that time, if the person has been summoned to go to the Beis Din and he doesn't show up, he refuses to go to Beis Din, that person is indeed Chayev Nidui, he is Chayev to be excommunicated. So there we have it. That's the second heter of going to to secular court is if we have a defendant refusing to go to a Beis Din, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, you need to go and get the consent of the Beis Din, then and only then it would be permitted to go to a secular court. And Amir Tshashem, we will continue building out this heter in the future. Have a wonderful day.